Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And thank you for your participation and your interest and your ears all these years. We appreciate it very much. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's a long time, 12-year member of our Brain Trust. Coming up on 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a purveyor of the outstanding website, smallbiztechnology.com, and his magazine, Smart Hustle, is smarthustle.com. Did I say that right?
Indeed.
All right, so check that out. Ramon, tell us what we find when we get to Smart Hustle.
Yes, Smart Hustle, Jim, is all about telling stories of entrepreneurs and small business owners, but Main Street small business, you know, not those necessarily who trying to be unicorns, trying to beat
right.
Facebook or being a billion-dollar right. company, regular small business owners.
Real Main Street, exactly, like my audience. So, folks, check it out. I know you'll like it. You'll get smarter when you do. And so we were sharing some ideas in the last segment, and we had one more question. You asked me, and I'm going to get you to answer too. Ask the question again.
Yeah. So the question, Jim, is that what do you tell those of us who've been in business for a while, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and we want to get to 19 years in business as you are or more? How do we do it? What's the secret to longevity and continuing to grow?
Well, the key to survival, in my opinion, especially today, goes back to something I learned a long time ago about for myself, and then I started talking about it, and it's one of my little idioms, and it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Mm.
See, I started broadcasting in 97, November of 97. 2 months later, I did something that was blasphemous in the radio industry. I started simulcasting. That was heresy in the radio industry. You're going to simulcast your radio show, or you're broadcasting it on my air? Well, guess what? A lot of the big guys didn't do that in those days, but they wound up doing it. And so my point is I fell in love with what I was doing. I didn't fall in love with how I did it.
And that's powerful, Jim. But I think it's powerful, man.
You got to change. You got to move. If you can't, one of my Brain Trust members, Rick Maurer, taught us this. He said you can't just recognize change. You can't just accept change. You can't just manage change. You have to lead change. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, I think I've learned this.
You've done that,
business.
Ramon. I've watched you. You've done this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Ramon Ray, right? The same guy who shaved his head over.
I remember when you were working with the UN doing this on the side.
Wow, we go way back.
You made the transition. You made the transition.
Yeah. And, Jim, guess what? Back in those days, I had to run out of the office and put my hand over the earpiece because I had a J-O-B in a box. I don't want to get fired.
That's right.
So, no. You're
well, and but the thing is, though, you transitioned and you moved and you saw opportunity, and you moved to the opportunity,
right.
And that's the way it is these days. I mean, if you can still sell shoestrings, but you can't sell. People want to buy shoestrings different than they did 50 years ago.
Right, and I hate to bring up Blockbuster, other companies like this who've gone. What is it? Taxi industry. But I think these are big company examples of companies who haven't innovated.
Yep.
Jim, do we have time to talk about polling and analytics?
Yes, I want to talk. Folks, he wants to talk a little bit about big data, basically, and how, if you think about it, big data missed the boat on this election. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, this is not being political, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were running for office. We know that. This is a fact of what's happened. President-elect Trump has been elected a president. And I think the point I thought was interesting, Jim, is that they had all the surveys, all the data, the phone banks.
Yep.
You know, polling.
Yep.
But I think not enough people went out and shook hands, had tea and coffee with America in general.
While they were polling people,
right.
and managing their big data and manipulating people, Donald Trump was putting 20,000 people in a stadium.
Yeah, yeah, No, you're right. Yeah, and so, I mean, I think it's so true. I mean, many companies have done that. I think companies that succeed are those. The lesson for our small business owners are, you need to survey your customers, yes. Poll your customers. You know, use these tools you can use. But if you're not getting out there and you know, taking them to a ball game, having tea with them, having coffee with them, listening to them, talking to people, I think you're going to miss valuable insights. I think
this is something that I learned a long time ago from John Nesbitt's book, Megatrends, the high-tech, high-touch thing. I've been saying it now almost every week. I'll invoke it somehow or another. And this is the fact, and the way I say this, Ramon, is that you and I are analog beings.
Mm-hmm.
We are living in a digital world.
Right.
But we love our digital stuff. We love our tools and our toys. And the bottom line is we're analog. We want to be treated as analog beings to a large degree. And people who try to manipulate customers digitally at the expense of the analog touch, I think do it at their own peril. What do you think?
No, I think you're 100%. This goes back to, Jim, I think, going back to the analog touch is don't forget that people want to feel good as well in a genuine way.
Yep.
So, I mean, your show's an exciting show. You have great, you know, content. As you know, the work I do on stage, let's say, I'm not just talking about how to use Facebook, how to build a website. Part of it is people like to hear it.
That's right. That's right.
And that's so important.
The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. It's a prophecy that we got from Nesbitt years ago. Many variations on that ever since. Ramon, I need the websites again, please.
Thanks, Jim. SmartHustle.com. I'd love to hear from people how their stories of small business success or challenges.
Ramon, thanks for 12 great years. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Come back soon. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.